Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be sharing today about codependency in relationships. I'm going to be sharing what the signs of codependency are, what the symptoms of codependency are, and how to know if you have codependency in your relationship, whether you're codependent, whether your partner is codependent, and how to overcome this. Many relationships start with romance, cozy weekends, in bed, and that feeling that you just can't imagine your life without each other. It is often an equal balance relationship of give and take for most couples. However, as the days roll into weeks, months, and years, it can soon become apparent how much the dynamics in the relationship can change. For some people, this can mean change for the better. For others, sadly, they become codependent, as instead of caring, they caretake. Codependency has been termed an addiction to a relationship. Relationship addiction, where the person gets a high and need on managing and controlling or looking after the other person. The definition of codependency is excessive emotional or psychological reliance on a partner, typically one with an illness or addiction, who requires support. However, now codependency has been used to describe other unhealthy balances in relationships where one person gives up themselves to look after another. If you now feel like you have changed in the relationship for the worse, if your partner's mood and well-being is the focus of your day and life, then firstly know that you are not alone. And secondly know that just by admitting this, you are now in a great place. Identifying something that is not quite right in your relationship can literally change the whole course of your destiny overnight and all your relationships. Many people live a life where they stop living for themselves and instead live to help others. They get so caught up in the day-to-day business of life, jobs, career, kids, that before they know it, they are 3 to 20 years older and part of who they were and what they wanted from their life pre-relationship has almost become extinct. For many people, they will know deep down that they are codependent, that they live their life to please others and rarely please themselves, if at all. Very often this comes out as feeling constantly stressed, worried and anxious about what might happen to other people in their lives. All the people I've helped become free from codependency in their marriage or other relationships had symptoms of anxiety, insomnia, stress, and many felt sad and frustrated. The clearest sign and symptoms of codependency is the inability to say no, despite often desperately wanting to say no. This can be a difficulty in saying no to cover up for someone, to caretake for another, or to do sexual acts within the relationship that they don't want to do. The definition and sign of codependency I see in marriage is where one person gives up themselves to get love from the other. Codependency is not just about helping people with alcohol or drug addiction. It's about focusing your whole life on another and letting it rule you. Relationships and marriage do change people, and relationships change over time. If it's not for the better, then it's something that needs addressing sooner rather than later. Each of us were born with unique gifts, talents, and a purpose. If we have become disconnected from who we are and what we want, over time we can drift to a place that is not beneficial to our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Codependency is linked to high levels of stress, as if you're saying yes to someone else all the time, it's likely that you're saying no to yourself. And this stress can be a symptom and a sign of codependency in marriage and relationships. Stress-related health problems can be changed simply by addressing the stresses, and in this case, codependence in one's life. In her best-selling book, Mind Over Medicine, Dr. Lisa Rankin talks about how feeling stressed affects the body. She goes on to say that when people feel stressed, this causes the brain to perceive a threat, which can then affect everything from blood pressure to kidney function. Worrying about others can affect your body more profoundly than what you eat, how much you drink, and whether or not you smoke, her research showed. So do you worry about your partner? Do you feel alone in your relationship? Do you feel like you give up your needs, your wants, your desires to keep your partner happy? Who comes first in your life, you or your partner? Many of us are taught at a young age to put other people first. It's seen as a nice and right thing to do. It makes the good girl or the kind of guy. But really, is this really healthy for a relationship? Is it really healthy to be that good girl or kind guy all the time when it sacrifices ourselves? Very often we assume that by not putting other people first, that we are in fact selfish. Something nobody wants to be called. The truth is, however, in putting yourself first is the opposite of selfish. Dr. Gabor Mate, in his codependence research, claims that those who are showing signs of codependency in adulthood, both in their marriage or family relationships, are doing this because they learned this as a child. And they wrongly think that because they acted like this as a child, they grew up this way, this is who I am. So let's say a child has an alcoholic parent. They start to look after that parent. Or they have a parent who's depressed. Or they have a parent who is emotionally unstable. So they take on the role of the parent. Or they take on the role of caretaking for the other brother or sibling. And they think that because they acted this way as a child, this is their personality. They are a caretaking person. And actually, this is not who they are. It's a mistake. Caretaking is not who we are. It's often something we've repressed. The good thing is that with this awareness, it's something that we can change and we can live our full personalities and be our full selves. What is needed to cultivate more love for oneself is more assertive, healthy boundaries. In order to be and give our best to our partners, children, co-workers and friends, we have to start by giving ourselves the best of us, putting ourselves first. And that starts by figuring out what you need to live a healthy, happily, fulfilling life with little stress. If you're taking on too much, if you're missing out on things that you need or love, then ask yourself why you gave that up. Why didn't you pursue it? Were you afraid of being judged? Were you worried about your partner's potential reaction to something you want to do? Or do you simply just say to yourself, I don't have enough time to focus on me. I don't have enough time to think of myself because I'm so worried about the other person. Loving ourselves is simple. It means taking care of ourselves first and foremost and ensuring that our care for others comes from a place of inner abundance and feeling of already being taken care from within. When we put ourselves first, we are brave enough to say no to others in our lives and our lives can completely begin to shift course. When we don't put ourselves first, or rather put our partners first and become dependent on their approval or worrying about them, we're on a slippery slope that not only has the potential for divorce, but also a life full of regrets. Codependency is an addiction, and in that it's hard to stop despite the negative consequences. So if you're listening to this and you're recognizing that, yes, I am codependent, but how do I stop this? How do I stop worrying about my partner? How do I stop caring for them and caretaking for them? Of course, we don't want you to stop caring for them, but there is a difference between caretaking and caring. And I hope that listening to this, you get that. And if you are stuck, then do reach out to me. Go to my website, nicolabeer.com. You can book a free session where we can discuss this in more detail. Because at the end of the day, in order to be free and to give yourself the best, you have to start putting yourself first. And to change from whatever you want, baby, to whatever I want, baby. Or simply saying no. It might seem cruel, but we all know that sometimes we have to be cruel to be kind, and by putting ourselves first, we will benefit, and everyone around us will benefit as well, especially if we are known to be enabling others. Or maybe we don't know that we're enabling others, but we are enabling others because we are looking after them, covering up for them, giving them money for things that is not going to help them. And sometimes people come to me for marriage support, and actually I help one of the parents stop caretaking for a younger son or a daughter. If being yourself and going after what you want starts to cause cracks in your relationship, then relationship counselling can help you work through this, working either together with a specialist or one-on-one. Codependency is a complex issue, and taking the first step is really important. The first step is really awareness and then setting some healthy boundaries. And as I mentioned, do get in touch if you feel that you would like to talk to me about this, if you feel that speaking could help you identify some actions to sort of get you started in the right direction. There are often several hurdles to overcome when a major change takes place within a relationship, and having someone to support you can not only take the load off, but can also help you identify what it is you want and how to get it, as well as support to set healthy boundaries. Many men and women who have been codependent in the relationship the whole time worry that they won't be able to make the changes that they desire. And yet, as I say to them, and I will say to you, it's never too late to be the person that you really, truly want to be. Overcoming codependency is simple. It means no more I give up me to be loved by you. If you are in a relationship where you always say and do what your other half wants, then you can change that. Too often people live in fear of saying no to their partner, and they form a habit of giving them everything they want all the time to make their partner happy. The foundation to long-term love and happiness is where both in the couple look after each other, and not where one person is sacrificing themselves. Yes, there are times when it is right to put others first, but if this comes as a habit, then the imbalance begins to alter in the relationship. Think of it like this. Imagine if your relationship is like a seesaw in the park. For it to work, both partners have to move, so that it goes up and down. If one person stops moving, they will stay down, and if the other person will stay up. It's like this in a relationship. For couples to keep moving, both parties have to move. Keep moving, and remember, if something doesn't work, being brave to face it and to fix it. If your partner doesn't accept and love the real you, then getting some help could really benefit you to decide the future of your relationship. Be true to who you are. The people who truly love, care and appreciate you will be there for you until the end. In the meantime, as I mentioned, I'm here to support you. And if you're not ready for one-to-one support right now, then do go to my website and get my 7 Secrets to Saving Your Marriage ebook. 7 Secrets to Saving Your Marriage ebook is full of great tips. And not only that, when you do get that, and I'll provide the link with the show, in fact the link is provided with all of the episodes, then you will be able to get email support from me over a long period of time, directly into your inbox. Step by step, I will help you transform your relationship, set healthier boundaries, create more love and happiness. And if your relationship is on the brink of divorce, then it will give you some fast actions to what you can do to turn things around. I'm so grateful you're here. It's a real honor to be able to share all of this content with you. From my heart to yours, have an awesome week ahead, and look forward to joining you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.